This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the April 26, 2013 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Pediatrics. My name is Natalie Pinsham. I'll be reading a summary of an article on oncology published today. Endoscopic removal of an intraventricular primitive neuroectodermal tumor. Retrieval of a free-floating fragment using a urological basket retriever. A case report by Kevin Ricardo Carr and colleagues. In the endoscopic resection of intraventricular tumors, the cerebrospinal fluid system presents a dynamic pathway for resected tumors to be mobilized and entrapped in other regions of the brain. The authors report the case of a 3-year-old girl undergoing endoscopic resection of an intraventricular primitive neuroectodermal tumor from the anterior floor of the third ventricle. After careful circumferential dissection, the operation was complicated by mobilization of the resected tumor and entrapment in the atrial horn of the lateral ventricle. Magnetic resonance images were obtained. They revealed that the tumor inadvertently migrated through the foramen of Monroe before resting in the atrium of the lateral ventricle. After further endoscopic exploration, a urological stone basket retriever was used to successfully snare and remove the free-floating tumor. To the author's knowledge, this is only the second such case reported in the literature. The flexibility afforded by the nitinol urological stone basket was useful in the endoscopic removal of a free-floating intraventricular tumor. This device may prove to be useful for other practitioners performing these complicated intraventricular resections. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.